This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast's owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. I'm here again with my wonderful husband, Vince.
Hey.
That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all I got.
That's all you got. And I'm using my new wonderful, I know you can't see this, microphone stand that fits my short body.
So she's not straining her neck talking to a microphone.
Or needing extra pillows so I can get up and talk into the microphone. So this is just wonderful.
Ever since they stopped distributing phone books, you've been out of luck.
I've been out of luck.
Yeah, nothing to sit on.
Not a thing.
I clear my throat. Hold on.
Okay. It just seems like pillows mushed down, a phone book would have been really good. Or an encyclopedia, which they don't make anymore. How about a...
Just go to www.encyclopedia.com. Sit on your phone.
Sit on your phone. That's not gonna raise me up. I'm probably gonna break. That's not gonna help me at all. Getting my phone caught in my butt crack.
Oh, there'd be a first.
Speaking of which, that's going to be the topic of tonight's.
Oh, hey, well, that segue.
Hey, I like that.
That was 100% accidental.
Yes, it was. Wow. Yes, we're going to be talking about the firsts. All the firsts that you get to experience being a hot wife or being in the swinger world.
You don't always. I mean, you've had a lot of firsts.
Let's
get out some of the nastiness out of the
way. Oh, the nastiness, right? Like, what nastiness is that?
If you want to reach out to us.
Okay, that is nasty. All right.
If you want to reach out to us, email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Like hearing from everybody. We used to hear from somebody named Steven, who I know he says he's busy all the time now. He's working. He's, you know, bullshit.
He's just making it with the ladies. Come on.
He's in that gay commune. Nothing wrong with that. That's great. You know, disown it, Steven. That's all I'm going to tell you, buddy. Disown it. And, we haven't heard from Mr.
Bale.
Mr. Bale down in South Africa. I hope everything is going well down there. I know there's some stuff down there going on, so who knows?
Yeah, I'm hoping he's okay.
We have Mark. Haven't heard from Mark in a while.
What the hell, guys?
I don't tell you.
But I know.
We hear from Wayne all the time.
We're like hearing from
Wayne. Wayne sends us jokes.
We like that.
Wayne's put down number two fan, but I think Wayne might be climbing.
Might be.
We do hear from Jay.
Yes, we do.
Jay just said something the other day. So she, you know, she's still...
Her thing.
Yeah, she's a wild child.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Cool.
I give her 15 seconds. She couldn't forget. Or she'd try to forget.
Well, she might want to forget.
Yeah. So. Spunk Lube. If you are in the need or mood for...
lubricant?
Yep.
One thing is to slip and slide in?
And you want to have some fun with it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can, you know, because if you get the... hybrid stuff, it looks like spunk.
It looks like cum.
It's a great non-sticky lubricant. Use it all the time.
Absolutely, especially for
sometimes even
toys.
For sex.
sometimes for what else do you use it for? I don't want to know.
Go to spunklube.com, and when you go to place an order, put in the discount code at the shopping cart, put in Hot Wife, all one word, you'll get a 10% discount off your order. Another one was Dr. Lloyd's stuff.
Lloyd?
Dr.
Elliot.
Dr. Elliot.
Yes. I Firm?
Yep.
Is that what it is?
No. My Firm Tech.
Oh, My Firm Tech. It's Firm Tech. Sorry. Yeah,
MyFirmTech.com.
I was so close, too.
With that, he's got the...
The cock ring.
The cock ring that he's got, just a normal cock ring, but then he's also got one that has a sensor on it to help monitor your blood flow, and it can help correct those things. So
yeah, I don't know how that works, but it's supposed to.
I have one. Just haven't.
We got to
have it charged yet, and haven't.
What are you doing? Come on, that could be, you know, judging your.
I'd be walking around with a heart on and no one to share it with.
I have to call one of your girlfriends.
I think they've all blocked me.
I'm sorry, honey.
The restraining orders. Yeah, they said in 99 years it have to file again. So I got. So you got. I got 98 years to go.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I got this.
Yeah, you got it. So, after those 98 years, man, they're in trouble.
Oh man, I'll tear it up. Yeah. Okay. So if you want to see where Donna is, what she's doing.
Go to hotwifedonnalynn.com and all the platforms I've been posting videos and pictures to, and check out and see what kind of a little fun, slutty things I'm doing.
Yeah.
And who I'm doing.
Yeah. So I came up with a topic, this topic for the show the other day, because you got to play with a younger gentleman the other week. Great guy. He was actually on the show one day.
Yes, he was.
And, he had expressed to you he'd never had a few things.
Right.
He'd never got to experience a few things.
Right.
And he asked if you'd be willing to let him experience that.
Yep. And I said, yeah, that sounds like fun.
That's nothing special.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
You know, everyone wears Mickey Mouse ears. And
that's right.
And Daffy Duck feet. So. Anyway, so, but let's go back before him.
Okay.
The very first one is you told the story before, and you'd summarize it briefly, how you, in your karate class, got to break a young guy's cherry.
Oh, yes.
Now, your age was?
I was like 18, or maybe I was 17. I was not 18 yet. I was still 17. He was 15, so there was only a couple years difference.
You guys were both legal.
Yes. Well, we were both under the age, so it was fine.
Legally minors.
Legally minors. And the instructor's like, he did not get involved. Again, I must say, he did not get involved, but he kind of instructed him from the sidelines, like, oh, yeah, you could do this. And
he had the pom-poms.
He's like, go. So,
fuck him high, fuck him low.
So, like, I remember the young man saying, like, when he put his dick in me, he's like, I'm not hurting you, am I? I was like, no, I'll let you know. You're fine. So I got to give him a really nice first experience with a woman and guide him along the way. And you know, so he knew what he was doing without feeling lost, you know, and you know, overwhelmed and, you know, kind of scared, excited, but scared. So it was a great experience for him. And then it was many years later. Oh, my God. It had to be 5, 6, 10 years later, whatever. I'm dancing one of the clubs, and this guy comes over the bar, and he goes, I know you. You popped my cherry when I was 15. It was awesome. She gave me the best time. I got my cherry pop. Oh, my God. He was going on and on. Oh, dear. So it was actually cool. It was actually really cool.
So most people, honestly, I think if you ask the time they lost their cherry, or women, is not a good experience.
I can tell you my first time was pretty awful. It was just like, let's get it over with because it's not going to be good. It's not going to be romantic. It's not going to be pleasant. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt, you know, because that opening's not used to having shit shoved in it like it is now. Slut that I am. You know what I'm saying? It's not used to doing that. So the first time, there's bleeding involved, and it was just awful. It was just terrible. I'm just glad to get it out of the way, get the humiliation out of the way, and go on to the next
humiliation. Well, you got into that shit early.
I did.
Well, it was. I've never had sex before. I don't care if you're gentle or not, but just call me a bitch and a cum slut. Like,
degrade me as you see fit. No, it was really awful. It was just terrible. But you know, it was. When you think about it, you always think of it. Well, I guess women tend to think of that first time being like more romantic and you're in love and everything, you know. And it's just not. It's just brutal and nasty. And it's a one-night stand usually. It's just terrible.
Well,
or it's a boyfriend. You end up breaking up afterwards. And it's just awful.
Where it's a married woman. That's another story. Anyway, so But the cool thing is you gave him a good experience.
I did.
It wasn't a bad experience for you with him
either.
No,
absolutely not. It was wonderful. It really was. I really feel like I opened up the doors to sex for him in a very, I don't want to use the word loving, but a very kind, embracing.
Well, think about it this way. You did it. Okay, one, he got to break his cherry with an older woman.
Right.
It was a good experience. And then some years later, he finds out she's a stripper now. I banged a stripper. I lost my cherry to a stripper.
Yeah, it's true. But it was like a lot of guidance because I know a lot of guys are very intimidated their first time or they're afraid they're going to come too quick. And it was, that was just never a problem. You know, if you come quick, you come quick. It's your first time. What do you expect? You know, as far as like the women's, you know, under region there for some guys are like, oh my God, I don't know what that is. It's a lot of lunch meat hanging down there. And it looks like a Portuguese man of war. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where things are. And so I was able to like, you know, show him like where the dick goes. He's not like sticking in the wrong hole.
That's my belly button. I mean, you still tell me that.
That's my ear. Get your dick out of my ear.
Yeah, that's why you don't listen.
That's one reason.
So then more recently, in the last year and a half.
Right.
One of the interesting things was the one black gentleman.
Yes. Oh, yes. I was his first white woman because he's my age-ish, maybe a little bit older. And back in the day, it was very taboo. You know, you didn't date people of different colors. There was no mixing of race and dating people of a different race. He said he was very frowned upon. On both sides. So I got to pop his white girl, white woman two times.
Two black cherries.
Yeah, yeah.
Two cherries. You got vaginal.
Vaginal and anal.
Yeah.
So
and technically three if you want to go oral too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But he had a white woman all the way around. So, and it was a couple times too.
No holds barred.
So that was kind of neat, you know. It's like, okay, is it that much difference? I think it's probably really not, but it's just the taboo. It's just that you're not allowed to do that. So all of a sudden it becomes very interesting.
Yeah, you always want what you can't have.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, there's so many, you know, women that want me.
Right.
And they just can't have
me. They just can't. So they're there, the longing.
You know, Heidi Klum keeps calling me. Please, Vince.
Must be horrible.
Please, Vince, please. I'm like, no. You know, she goes, I hear Americans got talent. It's like, I do, but no. Sofia Vergara.
Oh, no, all the time.
No. Hey.
Stop making yourself look cheap. Stop it. Yes, you're embarrassing yourself.
It's like, come on. Really? Do I look like I just give it up to every pretty woman?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. yes, you do.
Yeah. So, I mean, that... I mean, the only first that I can think of that I've gotten to give, I got to clear my throat again. Hold on.
Wow, what's going on with you with the throat clearing?
I don't know. I talked fine all day, but now all of a sudden I can't talk. With my first wife, well, I was her first too.
Right. Okay.
I don't want to count that.
Yeah, we don't know who would go there.
She had a girlfriend who was divorced and, my ex-wife and I were swingers, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long story. But so she had talked her girlfriend into coming over.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife had one of her playmates come over, too. So we were sitting around drinking, and then we started playing a sexual board game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, and then, you know, we wound up, my wife and her friend went off in their corner, and this woman and I went off in our corner, and I actually was the first one to give her orgasms.
Mm.
She was married and faithful to her husband for however many years, and she had never received an orgasm from him or any other man. She'd given herself one with a toy one time.
Wow.
And I think I gave her like eight or so. Between intercourse and oral.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
And she was just like, her head caved in.
Giving somebody a first, I think, is kind of a really nice feeling that you could do something for somebody in a really nice way to expand their experiences.
Well, it's kind of cool in the sense that you also, you know, they're in their memory for a while.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
You know? I mean, besides the rash and the burning when you pee, you know.
Yeah, besides that. good times. Yeah, I bet they do look on that as like, yeah, the first time I ever did.
Well, whatever. You remember, you might not remember their names, but you remember who you lost your virginity to.
Yeah.
What they look like, vaguely.
Like I said, my face is scrunching up because my first time wasn't so
good. Yeah, well, mine was not good either. Yeah. But I remember who she was, where I was.
Yeah.
Remember, it was a hot, sunny summer day. We were in the back of her car. Or my car.
Somebody's car.
A car. But, you know. So, so now more recently, you had this younger guy who's like 27.
Yeah. Barely.
And he had a little list of things he hadn't accomplished yet.
Yeah, right. Well, the one I thought was kind of interesting, he wanted to do a 69. Never got to do a 69. Okay. So I was like, oh, okay, let's do this. So when we're doing our thing, I'm like, oh, he's laying down. I'm like, all right. I sucked him on that. I'm like, okay, let's do that now. So, I got on top. I kind of like straddled his face and started sucking on him and into that position, and yeah, he was like, oh, he was happy. He was.
Oh, let's see, beautiful woman sitting on my face while she sucks my dick.
Yeah,
I can't see being happy about that.
That doesn't seem like it'd be something. I mean, okay, I don't know how long he's been having sex or whatever, but I maybe the other women he's been with aren't that adventurous or not. It's not like you need to be a gymnast to do it. So I mean,
I don't know. You know, it just occurred to me, technically, 69ing is as close as you're going to get to having two women at once without having two women at once. Because you can fantasize like, oh, one's sitting on my face and one's sucking my dick.
Oh, that's true. That's true. In a fantasy world, you get the sensation of...
If you get into your mental game while that's going on, you could pretend, you know... I get Kate Beckinsale sucking my dick, and I got Sofia Vergara sitting on my face.
There you go.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yep, that's. I actually didn't think of it like
that. Are we 69 tonight?
Sure, why not? Okay. Absolutely.
They don't talk too much. I'll lose the mental picture.
I don't even have a good accent for anybody. That, so.
I don't want you talking.
No talking. No talking. Okay, I'm fine
with
that.
Don't ruin it.
I'm not.
Okay.
Well, the other thing he wanted to do, he's like, I want to eat your ass. No, okay, that's kind of like an up-and-coming thing that guys seem to be into lately. Like a couple years ago, it didn't seem to come up that often. Lately, it's like every guy's like, I want to eat your ass. I love eating ass. It's like, okay, we can do that too. So
it's because your ass cheeks, you know, get closer face, keep your face warm. It's winter.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. What was I thinking? If it was summer, you don't want to do that.
No, it's hot. That's where you get pussy. Your face is free. And stuff.
Okay, that's what it is. All these sexual positions have to do with the change of the seasons.
You're just catching on?
You know.
Nipples are for spring and fall.
Nipples are definitely for spring and fall.
You could still be sucking nipple and look at the leaves and the flowers.
And then it's too cold. Yeah, it's like a...
My it's nipple. Cold. I'm going to put my head between your ass cheeks.
There you go.
Summer, when it's hot, I'll just put my, you know, my tongue in your clit and pussy. And I can look around and I still have most of my head free to not sweat. True. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I see. It's a seasonal thing.
I get it. It is a seasonal
thing.
We had joy.
We had fun.
No. Okay. No, stop that. But I thought that was really interesting. That's what he wanted to do. Wanted to eat my ass. So he got me up on all fours and he just dove right in with his face and spread my butt cheeks wide and got his tongue in there. And he was so cute.
I'm seeing more and more videos online where a lot of guys like to get their fucking ass eaten.
Yeah. I'm not. I have
done
it.
Don't look at me. No.
Oops,
I don't find that any level of interest.
Well,
I'm sure it probably feels good, but I don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
I'm sure Wagyu beef is delicious. I can't afford it, so I don't care.
I know I've done it once, but it was somebody who was not. See, my big thing is I have this
cleanliness thing.
The cleanliness thing and the hair thing.
Yeah.
And if it's down there, it's got to be shaved and clean. Just saying. If it's shaved and clean, I'm more apt to be like, oh, okay. Smooth, clean, and shaved.
I get you.
So that's, I mean, I have done it with, I remember one person, but that was it. Like, I'm not, I'm sure it does feel good, but I don't mind people doing it to me.
I don't think guys are attentive to that area because our stuff's out front.
Right.
Where women, it's kind of connected.
It's all kind of connected.
So, like, when you guys clean and stuff, it's like, oh, you guys are right there. We're right like, that's the back door. People come in the front door. Just going to clean the front step.
Don't worry about the back door at all.
Yeah, they're not going around the back of the house. They're just going to the front step.
Okay. Yeah, but just.
I just got to trim the hedges out front. I'm not worried about the bushes in the back here.
Yeah, some guys do have some pretty nasty bushes back there.
I don't go looking. I'll take your word for it.
I only see it like when I'm editing the video. It's like, boy, he really does have a hairy butt, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's kind of disturbing when I have to shoot that shit. It's like, oh, man. I'm not getting paid enough.
You're not getting paid at all.
That's what I mean. We got to talk about that.
Well, maybe we can just get him into different positions here. I don't know.
Then you gave him anal.
Yeah, but I
he's never had anal before.
I thought he said he did. Well, I don't.
Did he receive or did he get?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, you didn't say that. I don't know.
No, I think he had said he hadn't given anal before.
Given anal.
Yeah, I'm sure he hasn't gotten anal
yet. Okay. I don't know. I really don't know.
Nope,
yes, don't I think that was his first time with that too. So he got like so many things marked off as his bucket list in one night. It was like unbelievable.
Yeah. Good week. I would have gone and bought a lottery ticket that day.
Oh, hell yeah. I hear you. Like,
just got three or four things I've always wanted. I got it in one night. I'm buying a lottery ticket.
It made me kind of nervous. He came with a checkbook and the checklist on his.
I was going to say, a checkbook. You're charging for shit now? No. I don't even want to know what my bill's up to.
It's very expensive. But he's marking them off. Okay, anal and face. I got the ass. Yeah. Eat some ass.
Yes, I got a 69.
Got a 69.
And technically, when he's 69, he could have done both. He could have gotten two things out of the way at one time.
Yeah, actually, he's tall enough. He could have curled around and gotten my ass at the same time. I was so short that I was having trouble reaching his cock because I was a little.
Yeah,
I'm short.
Well, he's tall too. He's very similar to my build.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely not tall, but tall enough when you do 69. If things don't line up, you're either going.
When someone's 6 foot and you're 4'11".
Yeah, things don't line up.
There's a little bit of discrepancy there.
Yeah, like for us to do, like, your head's coming up. I mean, you're practically doing a sit-up to get to my pussy, and I'm, like, stretching out to suck your cock.
Well, one of us is going to get something. One of us is going to work for it.
Yeah.
So it's either you suck my dick, and I have to hurt my neck to lick your pussy, or I lick your pussy, and you just lick my belly button.
That's pretty much what it is.
You know, when I have a lot of lint build up my belly button, then we do that. When are you going to shave? That's my belly button. Oh, I thought you didn't have an innie, but now I was wondering, why are his dicks inside of us?
Oh, my God. That's.
You're going to laugh and spit
it
all
out? Yeah, I'm not going to take a drink.
Don't ruin that microphone.
But yeah. Oh, my God. That was a lot of firsts.
Okay, so what is there that you'd like to accomplish as a first, if anything?
There's not one. I don't want to accomplish this, but I've been asked to do this many, many times, but I don't want to do it. So I don't think it's going to be a first for me ever, but it is some pegging. I have more guys ask me to do pegging. And I was like, I'm not comfortable with that. I'm just not on board with it. I'm just too, I don't know. I'm just not comfortable.
I don't mean I get pegged. I mean, I get where you don't want to do that.
Right. Yeah. Oh, because I'm afraid, like, I don't know how deep I can go in with a dildo. I can't feel the head of it. If I had a dick, I might feel better about it because I
can't. As a man, I'm going to tell you, no, we don't know. We just put it all the way in.
Oh, you just don't know? Right, you don't you just put it all the
when
way
we're in. Fucking a woman, we just put as much as we can get in there.
Oh, is that
go what? Until she says, ouch. Ouch. I've never heard a woman say that, but at least not when I'm with her.
Well, maybe. Maybe you're stepping on her hair or something.
Oh.
Yeah, that could be it. Wow. That kneeling on her hair, that does it every time.
Sure.
So what first do you want to?
I don't know. I don't have any. I think I've done everything.
You've done everything.
Everything that is within my realm.
Within your wheelhouse. You're very comfortable. Yeah, this is what I want to do.
I've had multiple women at once.
Right.
I've had a lot of beautiful women. I've had, I don't know. What else
you've
is
done 69.
Oh, countless times.
You've had your dick sucked.
Once or twice. Like I said, I've given anal. I've given cream pies. I've done,
Yeah, you've been in multiple. You said a threesome.
Yeah, multiple times. I've done it with, a woman and a man on the other side.
Right, right.
I've done me with multiple women a couple times, more than a couple times, but I don't know.
I had the
one. I mean, shit, I've had, six women in one night. I was like, what is there to do? Seven? I don't know. What's the next one?
I know what I want to do, but I don't know if I'll have to stretch for this one. I still want to do double penetration.
You've done it once.
Once, but I mean, not, that's.
But like, you want to do like a double cream pie.
A double cream pie would be great, but yeah. I mean, I was in that one threesome with the three Steves. That was kind of funny.
That's a foursome.
Foursome.
Technically, that'd be a gangbang. Anything after two people is no longer.
I don't know what the technicality is. All I know is it was. It's a foursome.
I have the rule book right here.
Okay, thank goodness. Yeah, it was. I always thought it was funny that. I think that's the only foursome I was really in. I don't remember.
Well, you have threesome, and then after threesome, it goes to gangbang.
You know, all those funny, shoots and stuff we did with Gina Star, there was multiple people there. That definitely could be, those are blow bangs and gang bangs.
Yeah, but you didn't have, let's say be laying on a bed and like one guy after another kept coming over and fucking you. You didn't have that kind of a gang bang.
No, I don't, I'd like to move around more.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you, in one session. What's that?
I think it's the
power stuff. In one session, didn't have like five, six guys come over to fuck you and suck and all that.
No, I
did the blow bang, but that was just four cocks. You were sucking. There was no fucking going on.
There was no fucking. Oh, okay. Yeah, I like to do some more multiple things. And you know.
You said you were going to try to do more this
year. Yeah, that was my goal, definitely. Yeah. It's just scheduling and, all those.
Scheduling's a problem.
Always a problem. So what are the firsts? So what are the firsts that people,
I don't know. I mean, like I said, we've done so much. We almost have to reset and start over.
We're so slutty.
Well, we just enjoy life.
Yeah. That's,
might not be able to travel the way we want to, but we can have sex.
That's for sure.
We can afford that.
That doesn't cost a whole lot.
Yeah.
Oh, how about the first time like you really... really had a good orgasm.
I'm waiting.
Oh, thank you. I feel so special now. Thank you, dear.
I don't know. I mean, I talked about before. I mean, I was maybe 15 and tried masturbation for the first time.
Right.
And like that first orgasm, you didn't know what the fuck was going on.
See, the first orgasm, that's, especially for a young man, that's got to be like, what the fuck is going on here?
Oh, I think for even a woman. I mean, an orgasm, it's because you've never experienced one.
Right.
And it's not like a gradual feeling like,
oh my God,
that popsicle tasted so good. That was delicious. Oh, no, an orgasm, man, just comes up and smacks you in the back of the head. It's like,
yeah, it really does.
And you don't know whether to be scared of that feeling
or
embrace that feeling. It's like, I think that was good. I'm not sure. Did I hurt myself?
Yeah, did I hurt myself?
So Yeah, the first orgasm, at least for me,
right,
was scary.
I can see that being scary, especially if you don't know what's going on, because I think kids today are a lot more worldly.
Like when you and I were growing up. No one explained anything to me.
Oh, my God, no. We had to find out on our own. We really did.
Yeah. It was, and my parents didn't explain anything.
Oh, hell no. I got no explanation here. Would have been nice. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah. But though, once I did start jerking off then, boy, then the Sears catalog took on a whole new thing to me. Come on, Christmas, baby. You know.
The Sears catalog. So it's the women's undergarments.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We used to look at the men's and be like, guys would be like modeling like the jockey underwear. And you see
look in that section, sorry.
Well, we did. And we're like, it's like, what is going on with it? Why there's like the bulge and this? And like, what is under that?
Is that like a pocket they keep changing or something?
I think he has a pair of socks in there. A pair of socks and maybe two golf balls.
Oh, he's an avid golfer.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got two pool balls and a small cue.
Oh, we used to look at those Viz magazines and see if you could see, like, side boob. Like, maybe the bathing suits or something. You might just get a little bit of side boob in this gown that she's
wearing.
And
then you discovered, as a boy, we discovered the Sports Illustrated swimsuit. Yep. It's like, oh, yeah. You know?
Yep.
And then back in the 80s, there was that whole, I think it was on Showtime. They had those girls exercising.
Oh,
doing aerobics, and they were wearing those really high-cut things.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like, holy fuck, yeah. It's like porn, man.
I'm going to watch this exercise show. Yep.
And if I could see those women today, they're probably pushing 70.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're still hot, though.
If they're still doing it, it's a good chance. God bless
them. Yeah, good. But hey, it's amazing. You see women in their late 60s and 70s that you look at them and you go, what are they, 45, 46?
Right.
It's like, nope, 70s. Like, Jesus Christ, what happened to me?
Guess they take their vitamins, huh?
I guess. I take something I didn't take.
I think the other thing that we got a brief insight into the world of sex was National Geographic.
No, that wasn't sexy to me.
Oh, because they had nude pictures in it. It had like all these tribal people.
They had all the women with the big saggy titties.
Oh, no. There were some ones that had like really perky ones. I'm like, man, her tits are really cute.
I must have missed that one.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you saw a lot of things that you didn't want to see, but it was like, oh, that's what that looks like? What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, look at that cheetah eating that gazelle. Eat that gazelle. Go down on that fucking gazelle. Yeah, there you go. So anyway, all right, well, we just wanted to, I also want to remind everyone, check out, it's free, the 50 Shades of Pleasure magazine.
Oh, wow.
50shadesofpleasure.com, F-I-F-T-Y, Shades of Pleasure. It's free. It's a Swinger magazine we put together. Just some interesting articles or things we think are interesting. Check it out. Let us know what you think.
I think I'll do that.
And again, if you want to write for the magazine or submit articles or whatever.
Or have ideas.
Yeah. Maybe. Email us at either hotwifepodcast@gmail.com or info@50shadesofpleasure.com. Love to have some contributors. So I think we're done.
I think so.
Okay. Again, email us here at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. You got ideas, thoughts, concepts, questions. Want naked pictures of Donna? Let me know.
I think we could find a couple.
Couple. Jesus Christ.
We have hard drives full of naked pictures of me.
Video.
I'm just
and
going
not one of me. How upsetting is that?
Are you upset?
Yeah. Have you ever said, hey, can I photograph you naked?
I think I've suggested it quite a few times. You're like, nope. Nobody wants to see this. No, nope.
I don't need to have proof how funny I look naked.
Oh, I don't. I'm not going to go there. I don't even know how to respond to that without getting smacked. If I agree, I'm smacked. If I disagree. Oh,
how often have I smacked you today?
Not often enough.
Anyway. All right. I want to thank everyone for listening. And don't forget to check out the website. if you know, to switch you over to Podbean, go to, you know, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com and talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.